Good evening, ladies. Today is Thursday, October 13th. It is late in the evening. I am super stoked and just really happy to share some of what happened during my webinar that I offered to a group of really awesome ladies. I live streamed it on YouTube. So we explore four life-changing ways to help you grow your business. And I just wanted to share some points and some tips with you about what we explored and some of the conversation that happened with the women who were engaging during the live Q&A session. As most of you know, I do own multiple businesses, but the one that most know me for is Brown Skin Women, which is a blog turned into an amazing network that generates multiple streams of revenue. And with that and all the other entrepreneurial experiences, I like to share what I have grown through and what has helped my business become successful to date. So the four things that we explored, one of them was the saying, entrepreneurship is not a science nor an art, it's a practice. What I did with this was broke down the definition of entrepreneur, science, art, and practice. All different meanings, but entrepreneurship, just in a nutshell, is practice. It's a repeated exercise. It is an activity or skill that you are constantly performing over and over and over again to acquire some level of high maintenance and proficiency. And so that was the first thing. I shared that to emphasize how I got here because it entailed me continuing to do the work over and over and over again and reaching certain levels as a result of setting goals and attaining them and trying all over again to do the next thing that'll help me grow more and grow more and grow more. And so if you are an entrepreneur, you may already know this. If you are getting ready to or considering becoming an entrepreneur or entrepreneurial or working on any passion projects, just know that it is a repeat exercise. It is a practice at perfecting whatever the service or product is that you offer. You want to become skilled in all the areas of running a business, and in order to do that, you have to put the work in on a repeat basis and do whatever you need to continue to make sure that you are growing so that the business can grow. The second tip that I shared was, and I'm reading this from the actual presentation, so it takes me a minute to get through all the slides, but the second thing I shared was operating from a place of self-care. This to me is one of the highlights of the four, because if you don't know, my daughter, Sanaya, who is the love of my life, is severely disabled. She has autism and other neurological disorders that basically affects her ability to function. It affects her quality of life, and it requires her to have someone who can assist her with all the skills that she lacks. And so that means me, mom, who is a soul mom to her. I said all that to say, not only is running a business emotionally draining, not only is caring for ourselves as, you know, a person first and foremost, draining and exhausting, my life is far more complex than just trying to take care of myself because I'm forced to take care of someone else in ways that are very intimate and intricate. And so I burn out. I get exhausted. Sometimes I don't even want to provide the care that I know that she needs at the level that I know she needs and deserves, let alone taking care of myself after running a business for a full day and being a mom for a full day. I usually come last. And I did neglect myself long enough to enter a state of depression and isolation. Nobody knew I was depressed. Nobody knew what I was going through. I was ashamed. I was afraid, and so I hid. I hid myself, I hid my daughter, and unfortunately, because I suffered, she suffered. And it took a period of me deciding one day that I no longer was comfortable in that space. I was transparent and honest with myself about wanting to feel better and ultimately wanting to do better. And so I put in the work to try and find out what I could do to change that. I started to read self-help books, and I started to look into mental wellness exercises that could help me build the internal strength. Meditation and yoga being one of them, seeing a therapist being another. And what I found was when I started to give to myself, I had so much more energy and so much more excitement about my existence that I wanted to pour that into the universe. I wanted to pour that into my child. I wanted to pour that into my work and my business. And ever since I made that conscious decision to do that, everything unfolded in a way that has transformed my life in ways that you would not even imagine, ways that I could not have even imagined going into that. And so I encourage all of you to start doing things for yourself. Do more and more and more of it. So much so where you begin to feel like you're doing too much. When you begin to feel like you're doing too much for yourself, that means you are doing just enough. And what I have done with that attention to detail in terms of my own personal self-care, I've incorporated that into my brand message with my blog and with my other businesses, and let people know that this is what matters to me, and so it should matter to you too. This is how I have grown personally. This is how I've grown professionally. So in order for you to do that, I feel it is essential that you prioritize operating from a place of self-care. And so that was tip number two. And so hopefully you take from that what it's worth, which is a whole heck of a lot. The third thing was figuring out how you learn. So I have a degree in psychology, which is shocking to most people. I read recently that it is actually one of the best majors to have majored in for business owners, because the basis or the foundation of psychology is really on behaviors. And so understanding behaviors and being able to adapt to them. And so in my business, I work with people who are both mature and immature and anywhere in between. And it helps that I'm able to take who they are and where they are and not allow it to impact how I respond to them, and to just kind of be neutral in situations where I could be the complete opposite, be it because someone is super courteous and respectful, or the complete opposite. And I've dealt with both and everywhere in between on that spectrum of just interaction with individuals who may either all have it all together or may not have it all together in terms of how they communicate and articulate themselves and handle their emotions. And so during one of my classes in psychology, my professor mentioned, I think it was a human development class, she mentioned how there are different types of learners, and she started to explain what they were. And the one that stuck out to me while she was sharing that was visual learners, who learn better by seeing and seeing pictures and images and reading. And so, and I was like, wow, that sounds more like me, because personally, I'm not great, especially when somebody is trying to read something to me, and ask my opinion, or I need to take something from what they're reading. It takes me a little while to process it. And so I've learned over the years that that is because I am more of a visual or spatial learner. And so I went through the different types of learners, and I'll share them with you so that you can research them in further detail. But there's visual, which is also spatial. They're someone who learns best with pictures and images. Aural, which is auditory, someone who learns best through sound and music. Verbal, which is linguistic, someone who learns best with words, both speech and written. Physical, which is kinesthetic, for individuals who learn best through body, hand, and sense of touch. So think of physical interaction and emotion. Logical, which is mathematical, so you learn best by using logic and reasoning and systems. Social, which is someone who's interpersonal, they learn best in groups or with other people. And solitary, which is intrapersonal, which is someone who works best alone. Think of being individuals who are they prefer to work in settings without other people. Introverts and extroverts. Sorry, I drew a blank. I couldn't think of the two words. Individuals who may not work well in social settings and social gatherings may not work best with multiple business partners. You may work best as a solitary person working alone, which means that you'll do a lot more of the work on your own. You can be a combination of any of these things. I had an individual tell me that she wanted to become a motivational speaker, but what she offered in her business, which was a part-time business for her at the time, I'm unsure if she's actually still continuing on with the business, but it really had nothing to do with the brand message she was portraying or that she was giving to her audience, target audience or otherwise. And then when she said she wanted to be a motivational speaker, I was like, okay, so what does that mean exactly in terms of what brand you already offer, the message you already share and portray? What are you going to tie into that for? What are you motivating on behalf of? Starting a business? Is there a different message? Is there some type of personal experience you had gone through or grown through? So after having that discussion, I found that it was more like self-help and just growing and stepping on the other side of fear, basically, was what her message would have been with her motivational speaking. We found out that she was not great speaking in front of crowds of people. And because of that, it was a challenge for her to even begin taking the steps necessary to offer that part of the business to the community. She needed to work on herself. She needed to work on how she felt about public speaking and take the steps and utilize the resources to help her grow in that regard. And so I feel like if individuals are informed on what type of learner he or she is, then it will help you within your business so that you are not forcing yourself to initiate things that is something that you may want but do not have a complementary learning style to help you execute it without complication, delay, and with success. If you know what type of learner you are, then you know what steps to take to execute things in a way that works best with who you are and how you learn. And then it also helps you grow in other areas that may be areas of weakness. So that was the third tip. And then the fourth tip is the most essential to me within my business and now my personal life: organization. You need organization in order to have structure and systematic flow. Prime example, I have a part of my component, one component of my entrepreneurs club or membership club, let's just kind of fine tune it as a whole umbrella service. As my membership club expands, there are so many moving parts and so many different levels for a woman or girl to choose from. The first one is silver, then there's gold, platinum, and then there is entrepreneurs. And each one offers a different thing. But in order for anyone to become a member, there is a process they have to take in order to become one. Information they need to submit, paperwork they need to provide in some instances, and then other information that I need to help be able to better accommodate whatever level they have chosen so they can get the best out of their membership that they are paying for. I just said a whole lot of things. If I did not have structure and some type of system in place that will allow one to start from initiation to execution, then I would not be able to successfully offer a service that would make my customer happy and proud to be affiliated with. Prime example is having a set system and a set location for them to submit their information, a set system and a place for them to submit their payment information, a set system that allows my back end to automatically process recurring payments, a place for them to find information that they need on events that are coming up, services that are offered, programs that they can utilize. I need to have organization within my business so that all of this is accessible and then offered in a manner that makes sense and that is easy to follow for my members. if I did not take the time to put this organization and structure in place, I would not be able to offer my services effortlessly, and I would not be able to make money. And so if you don't have organization and structure in your business, and you don't have this documented, and it doesn't flow in a way that allows one to go from point A to point Z, then why are you doing what you're doing? Because all you are doing is causing havoc and disorganization and ultimately unhappiness, not just for the people you are going to offer what you offer to, but also yourself. So hopefully these tips were helpful for you. Hopefully you can apply, if not all, most or some or one into your day-to-day processes. And hopefully, if done successfully, I think it will help you find the growth that every entrepreneur needs and wants in their life, both personally and professionally. I look forward to connecting with you soon.